This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Hayabusa, the leader in combat sports gear. Get 20% off with code MMA Nuts at HayabusaFight.com.
HostGator, the leader in hosting. Save 40% off shared hosting with code MMA40.
TireBuyer.com. Save 5% off any order over $400 with code MMA Nuts5. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jujitsu, and MMA athletes. Get 15% off with code MMA Nuts at DefenseSoap.com. Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 256.
256!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and Ingo blowing out his fucking shoulder, ridiculous.
Damn, it's been feeling better, too. And I just
did you go to the doctor yet?
I did, but I haven't done the MRI.
Do the MRI.
I'm scared. I don't want to go.
You have a torn labium?
Torn labia. Fractured vagina.
Yeah, did you break your fucking vagina?
Did. It's broken.
Your Nina in some circles?
Correct. Or JJ in Oprah circles?
I don't know. That's what she calls it. Hate that one.
I think that's
Pikachu.
What she calls it.
Pikachu. Another one.
Okay.
Don't like that.
Nice.
What else is happening?
Fedor is going to the UFC. You heard it here first. That's why.
Is that why you're wearing the shirt?
Absolutely. I know things, Matt.
How do you know?
I know things. People have called me.
Are you on the DL?
I'm on the DL.
You DTF?
Sometimes.
This guy fucks.
Yeah. I love it.
He knows.
That show's got to come back. We need that show back.
Shit,
Oh, that reminds me. I still got to buy that shirt. I want an Aviato shirt.
That's funny. No, I don't know how many people would get the reference, but fuck
cool.
Yeah.
I have it in my inbox of Gmail of like things that are like not.
Resend it to me.
Huh?
I might be in.
I'm going to. You were like, I'm out. I'm like, they have Aviato.
I know, but
they
I might be in.
Pied Piper. They have Trace Comares, the thingy. This fucking tequila.
Colors.
Yeah. And then I think, I forgot what the last one is. Can't remember. Hooli. I like that one, too. Fucking Hooli.
Good show.
That guy who's
the show, Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
HBO series.
It's coming. I think it's due to come out in like 3 months or something. Who knows? Or does it run in conjunction with Game of Thrones?
I don't remember.
Because they usually keep the shows chunked together like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it is. It is running with Game of Thrones.
Did you watch Hard Knocks, by the way?
Yes, it is good. I think I got bogged down with the bullshit. Because there's times during the show where they're just doing nonsense. Like the players talking and it's not adding anything to the overall. I like seeing them play a game and the shit that's going on and them talking about the game. Less of the bullshit, more of the
character, you know,
the meat and potatoes.
You don't like the bullshit. I think that was your problem with the Ultimate Fighter, too.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I like that part.
Oh.
To get to, like, know the guys more, you know? Mm. The fucking big-ass dude filing his foot.
What are you doing? Jesus Christ,
like,
is that for real?
He's got miles on him. I'm like, okay.
Can you hire someone to do that?
And dude, how big is that guy's huge? How
he is, it's gut, too.
It's crazy.
Like, what if he lost a gut? Would he not be better?
No, I think he has to be heavy in the middle. He's a nose guard.
So he's just got to plow through.
Yeah.
Good for him, man. That's like Leroy Nelson.
I think he was player of the year last year. So,
that's all right. I don't follow football.
That guy eats.
Yeah.
I don't either.
He fucks, too.
He fucks, too. Yeah. So, it's good. Anything else happening? No?
No. Personal-wise or just in general?
I don't know. It's an open-ended question.
It is.
I'll leave it up to interpretation.
Like to throw it out there. Hey, we met with Damian Maya.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Well, an interview with him coming out soon,
it's
right?
Like the Twilight Zone. It's weird to talk about that when we just filmed the intro for it like a second ago, which is coming out in like a week or something.
Yeah.
So it's strange. It's like it's like a time shift. Remember when we used to do two shows?
And so
sometimes
crazy.
They'd release in backwards order. And so we'd have to like talk about shit that we had talked about just a minute ago as if it happened last week. That was weird. So
I'm
glad we don't do that anymore.
What's going on anymore? Fuck up. We got to record the whole thing again.
Oh,
fuck
God.
This.
No, we're the not. Setup as of right now, knock on wood, has been pretty solid for us. So hopefully we don't have to. Although at some point I would love a better camera.
That's maybe in the future.
Yep. So let's get into some news. All right. I want to talk to you really quickly about this Kung Lee Dana White situation.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, Kung recently had stated that Dana had called him up during that whole time of, like, you know, being accused of things, kind of suggesting that it would be in his best interest just to man up and take his punishment, right? How do you feel about that?
Well, I think we're at this crossroads with the UFC. We've been there for a while. that they're creating a hostile work environment. That's what we talked about
before.
Here
it goes.
Where you're not allowed to have an opinion.
Perfect.
You're not allowed to have any sponsors.
Nope.
Quit being a bitch. Suck it up. Get in there and fight. And if these allegations are true, it would be interesting to see what his recourse is. Can you sue the UFC? And then it also,
he's suing the UFC.
on a separate basis of
he's suing him.
You know, they're trying to force a guy who's injured to fight, and maybe leading some credence to some of the shit Wanderlei Silva was saying. I don't know everything that Wanderlei was saying. I think a lot gets lost in translation.
He's crazy.
I don't have a flashlight around, but he does like the crazy fucking video.
I asked Comprito about that before.
I see you coming.
Comprito just shakes his head and laughs.
I'm coming to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh my God. But you know what? You need characters like that.
You do. I mean, we miss him. I miss Rampage.
He's still around, but he's another guy. He's caught up in all that lawsuit contract bullshit between UFC and Bellator. And another guy, you meet him in person. God, you couldn't meet a more charismatic guy.
Yep.
Seemed nice as shit.
Yep, for sure.
All right, we're back. So even like some of the stuff I want to talk about, we just fucked up. It's okay. It'll all work out in the end.
I said something I shouldn't have
said. We can't talk about
so.
I would just say this, that talking to some fighters, one of the things that I did not realize when we're talking about sponsorships is that a lot of them were getting a monthly payment from sponsors.
Yes.
And that all went away now, so that pretty much the only money you make is if you actually fight. If you actually make it to the fight, that's the only time you're getting paid. So it almost, I don't know where we were going with all the conversation, but pretty much if you're a UFC fighter, you should be getting paid a salary, I think.
Yes.
And then, like you were saying, when it comes fight time, then you get...
I'm not saying anything else.
I'm
not speaking the rest of the show.
You get a little bit more when you do make the fight, right? So...
Well, so that means, like, the Ultimate Fighter contract's pretty much bullshit, right? Because it doesn't...
I think a lot of them are bullshit, because...
So you don't get, like, a check for $100,000, right?
No, I think it's cumulative. You get eight fights, and it adds up to $100,000.
I always thought it was, like, a $100,000 check. I'm like,
no,
sweet.
Oh, no.
$100,000 contract. Here's your signing bonus.
Yeah, you are the next Ultimate... You get the $100,000 contract.
Ooh. Which is crazy. I don't understand how this sport survives. And some of these guys, how do they survive? Because they're making like 10 grand to fight. That's nothing.
You add all your management fees, your training fees, and loss of income from not working. Mm-hmm. And then you want to fly out and fly other people out to the fight to corner you. And I mean...
Yeah, I forgot. Somebody had said that before, like, the flight situation's weird. I forgot which, maybe multiple fighters, how the UFC only pays for so many people to come over and sometimes none at all.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's such a clusterfuck because the fighters end up having to pay for even, like, their corner guy to come out
because
the UFC won't pay for it kind of thing. So, like, they have you fight in Brazil, for instance.
It's an expensive proposition.
Yep. We better get off this topic. I'm going to end up saying something else that I shouldn't say.
Move right along.
Oh,
let's slide into this one. So Jeff Nowitzki, the head of the UFC's, I don't know what it is, the health.
Ass raping via drug testing.
Performance enhancing drug.
Yes.
Dude, czar, drug czar for the UFC.
Drug czar.
I
like that one, too.
He was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
He's got a bald head, too, right?
Yeah,
he looks like a
smooth as shit.
Does he have a pinky with, like, a fucking long-ass nail?
Maybe. Is he? Had a couple of coke sniffs here and there. And
the coke ring. Coke nail or whatever you call it.
He, surprisingly, I thought I was going to hate the guy.
Me, too. But did you not hate him?
He came off human.
He did.
Which was surprising.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be a fucking asshole, but... No, he made a lot of good points, and I listened to this podcast twice and took some notes, and I think some of the interesting things, because he was the guy who brought down Barry Bonds and investigated Lance Armstrong in previous careers, so... He... the big thing in baseball, it wasn't so much that these guys are breaking all the records, crushing... The fucking ball, sending it 600 some odd miles or whatever.
Towering shots,
and looking like Hercules. It was more the message that they were sending to children. That's why they went after baseball, which I never knew back in the day. I just thought it was weird. Why is Congress getting involved with this shit? And looking back at it, I still think it's ridiculous that, you know, if you're a parent, you're the one who should be guiding your children.
Right.
I mean, when you become 18 or 20, are you considered a child at that point? Or
no,
are you an
not
adult?
At all. Adult.
And, you know, you're going to make decisions right or wrong, and you got to live with it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get it. I think he had followed that up at some point with, you know, I think it was a cyclist or whoever that he had sat down with guys who were so, honest about that moment when they realized that they weren't going to be able to do what they want to do and love because they're not chemically enhanced like everybody else is.
Right.
So I was in the same boat as you, kind of thinking, like, why would Congress care about, why do they give a shit about baseball? Like, it's kind of crazy. But I don't know. Do you think that's a reality with the UFC, though? Like, are kids juicing up? I mean, how many guys are training MMA now anyways? Why is it?
Well, even, I'm trying to think back to high school, and in high school, obviously, you could tell which kids were on the sauce.
Like every day.
No. There were like one, two, maybe four kids for sure that were
sauce?
On something. Yeah.
They used to swim.
When you're bench pressing 450 pounds in high school, you might be on the sauce.
Yeah. But was swimming your only sport? Did you do that in high school?
Yeah, swimming was the only thing I did in high school.
Was that prevalent
junior high
in swimming, you think?
No. Junior high was wrestling. And
well, I'm sure wrestlers are like.
But not at that young.
No?
No. High school. I'm trying to think.
What about nowadays? You think it's happening younger?
I don't know because, you know, I also am challenged too because I have two daughters that obviously that's not going to be an issue. They're not ever going to go, I need to get on the sauce. I need to be the best
ever. You never
ever.
Know, man. Who knows?
Like, I've got a syringe. They would never give that to them. But I think that's where the parents have to come in and say, what are you in this for, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? I think a lot of these pro athletes and things, the reason they get into sports so heavily, maybe they don't have parents that are, like, guiding them necessarily. I'm sure a lot of them do, but, you know, you always hear the story of the big star who, like, his mama was the one, you know? And not to say she wasn't around, but it was just, like, she obviously has to work and shit, so how much parental guidance are they really getting? All they know is they want to get to here, and to do that, they'll do anything, so I don't know. At the end of the day, government, I think, should stay out of shit in general.
Yeah, you want less regulations and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I get the point that they're making of, you know, the fighters more so than any other sports, because if you get bigger, stronger, faster, whatever, you're going to do more damage to your opponent. But
yeah,
nobody's dying. That's all I'm saying. No one's dying.
No one's dying.
Test.
That was a good Rogan podcast, too.
It was probably the best one.
The bigger, stronger one?
Well, this one in particular, but the Bell Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, those were good. And I actually did. Did you watch that? I don't want to tangent too much. Did you watch that documentary they have on HBO about the
parents? Not the Bruce.
The parents or whatever? That was really good.
That one's going to bug me, so I don't want to.
It's what?
It will bug me if I watch
it. Oh, it bugs me the shit. I was literally like pacing around the house because one of the dads on there is like pushing his kid so hard to play football. And the kid doesn't want to play, you can tell. And he's just like, just hammering him all day, every. Imagine like you live with somebody and all they do is lecture you constantly. Just, I was like, dude, shut the fuck up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but those are the kind of people that would probably be really susceptible, I think, to steroids and shit. They'll do
anything. The parents will probably inject them themselves.
Pull those shorts down. Yeah. Take this fucking shot.
Right in your dick hole. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So let's go back to Nowitzki and talk about some of the other stuff you talk about.
Yes.
The UFC is going to save blood and urine samples
for
multiple years so that they can go back and test it. Say a test hasn't come out to detect something right now, but 2 years from now they can develop a test.
It's crazy.
What the fuck is the point of that besides you've already missed your opportunity to test someone correctly? And now you're going to come back 2 years later and test that? That's fucked up in my book.
Well, I think they're trying to pull, it sounded from his perspective, it was like an honor system, like reputation kind of a standpoint. Like, if you're an honest person, like, don't fuck with us because we will catch you. So, like, you know, I don't know, but most guys would gamble on that when the career is over. Can they really find somebody from shit that happened 4 years ago?
Lance Armstrong.
Did he get fined?
Well, no, but they stripped him of everything.
Oh, yeah. But he already has all the money.
Way after he was pretty much done.
But he has all the money and stuff, right. So it's like...
Yeah, I think his big thing was, talking about Nowitzki, is that we're just going to tarnish your legacy. But you know what? Just
seems kind of...
It seems very vindictive.
It's like...
Very vindictive.
Stick it in.
Like, you got one over on us, so we're going to get one back at you. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's like what you got to do to be, like, you know, the czar of drugs.
Yeah, the drug czar. What else do you say that... When we're talking about rehydration and IVs...
Yes.
He was saying that you need 48 hours to properly rehydrate or 72 hours to rehydrate the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah.
So...
So really... That's kind of scary.
They're not, yeah. Like, I don't know what they need to do. Obviously, the conversation is being had. Rogan's point is we need more weight classes. And I support that, too. I'd like to see some more.
Sure.
And
every 10 pounds maybe would be a good start.
Yeah, get rid of all the lower weight ones. Well, I'm okay with keeping some of them, but definitely. Well, the weird thing was I think they only have, I want to say, 36 heavyweights on the roster, and 35 or 36 205ers.
Okay.
On the
roster. And most of the weight classes are below that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So I didn't realize.
There's 500 plus fighters,
yeah.
Right?
So, okay. But it's mostly, like, as the weights go down.
There's more?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe that goes back to the whole, the bigger athletes go to more professional sports.
Yeah.
Because
if you're
going to
have a football, you're going to make a shit ton more money. Yeah. Even, I don't even know, any other sport, you look at what the minimum salary is. I don't know if football is $500,000 now, but. You're in the multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars to be the worst player on a football team.
Yeah.
And then you contrast that to MMA or UFC. You're on a 10 and 10.
Yeah,
you're the worst fucking fighter in there and $2,500 from Reebok or whatever.
Even John Jones, for how much he draws and all that shit, you know, someone like that, I don't think makes enough. I don't think he makes $10 million or
and
GSP.
Even Ronda Rousey, when they're putting her at $6 million. You kidding me? And then you contrast that to boxing and a Mayweather at $300 million.
Yeah.
Top of the sport.
Yep.
$6 million, $300 million.
Sure. Well, $6 million is like an average wide receiver, like in the NFL.
Right.
Like a guy who's just okay is gonna make that kind of money a year.
It's crazy. Like
you know?
She should be making like $50 million, $100 million. I'm okay with that.
Why not? It's never gonna happen.
Not under a UFC's banner. It's like you need to be unfortunately, you need to be kind of, if you are an independent contractor, you need to treat your lifestyle like an independent contractor.
Yeah, it's almost like fighters have to be venture capitalists.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like invest money like serially in different places and just see what grows, because the one place isn't going to happen. And plus, it's a diminished, you know, your body.
You only have a limited amount of time, and I don't know what the career average in MMA is, but... Looking at other sports, you're not.
Yeah.
Other sports, you could, you know, have a 3-year run and you could maybe make $3 million.
Yeah.
In the UFC or MMA, what are you going to make in 3 years?
Right.
If you are not the number one guy.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, a lot of sports, it's
couple
short.
Hundred thousand.
It's nothing.
Your career's over.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's very tough.
What else? They were talking about marijuana.
Oh, nice.
And it was weird to hear Rogan say it was a performance enhancing drug.
Yeah, you're right. I found that he was saying what for, like, because it allows you to not feel pain. Is it what it was?
One of the aspects, but he said for him personally, when he's doing jiu-jitsu, he said learning jiu-jitsu, I can't be on weed. I can't be high because it doesn't sink in then. But if I know something and it's sunk into memory, I'm high. I'm like, I'm a fucking next level then.
Okay.
So
why people like to get high and play the video games, man.
Well, he was saying that, you know, look at before jiu-jitsu. Everybody in a parking lot's getting high before they go in, and then everyone's rolling high.
Nice.
Like, okay, nice. So that one, which is weird, too, because I thought they're still doing the urine test. And how can you, because basically what they were saying, and Nick Diaz was high as shit, when he fought Anderson Silva, based on his readings.
Yeah, because his levels were off the chart.
But is that real? Can you tell from the urine, or can you only tell from blood? I think you can only tell from blood.
Well, right, because urine, obviously, when you're under high stress. But that was another one, like, before he was fine and after he wasn't, right? Wasn't that the Diaz test?
I think so, yeah.
Rogan should have asked that question. That was an important one to ask. Because, you know, obviously, if you're under high stress, you're going to secrete fluids, right? So it's probably, if it's built up in his system, how can he, what did he pissed before, and what, he get smoked the joint, like, in between that time and the time he went in the cage?
Was he shoving his mouth from the brownie? Fat, right?
Putting, yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. But that's still, that would explain the first round. Like, I'm high as fuck right now. What are you going to do with this?
Fucking twerking at you.
That was, I think that was the best 3 minutes of mixed martial arts, perhaps in the history of martial arts.
That's the most entertaining round for sure.
Ever.
You're not going to beat that. Who does? It's one of the, possibly the greatest fighter of all time in some circles, Anderson Silva. And then you come out and just lay down. You're fucking
turned his
clown
back on
the
him
clown.
For a while. He's
hell
like,
yeah.
What's up?
Hell yeah. Wow. Love it.
Yep.
What else came out of that? There was, he also said they're not going to completely randomly test people. They're going to use the smell test. He's going to physically go around and smell people. They smell your asshole.
Yeah.
You smell like you're
if
on
you
the
look
juice.
Look like you're on the juice, you're getting tested.
Yeah. So then they're going to be a little smart, I guess, with the testing. So your Hector Lombard, your
you're getting tested like 10 times
Tebow,
a year.
The people that look a little enhanced.
Pissing his cup.
Yeah. And his big thing was thinking about the stress level. Nowitzki was saying, really, it's the mental stress that's going to force people to stop, because if they're worrying about being tested 24/7, that's going to weigh on people. And he's got a point. And he, like, this 2 to 4 year, I think, I forgot what he was saying, was it 2 for a first-time offense? And then if you have aggravating circumstances, it could be up to 4 years, or that was their 3 strikes plan.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure on all that. I just still get weirded out about the privacy aspect when he talks about this whereabouts program. Basically, you have to let the UFC know where you're going to be for the next 3 months.
Yep.
Some privacy concerns. Where is the, what's that one thing? Is it the ACLU that's always looking out for people and their privacy? Maybe they should step in. I don't think you need to be telling someone where you are 24/7 for fucking 3 months out.
Well,
it's fucking bullshit.
I think maybe legally they can demand that, I think.
From an independent contractor again, not an employee.
Well, right. Oh, yeah, good point. Employee, I would say yes. Independent contractor, maybe no.
There you go, fuck yourself. Independent, what does that mean? We need to get this shit straight, so. I don't know, man. Strange things are afoot at the Circle K, Ingo.
It's funny you say that, because I just said that to somebody this week. It's weird, it's like on some kind of wavelength. And the person was like, huh? I'm like, you never heard that before? It's from that movie, man.
San Dimas High School Football Rules!
Yes.
What else you got? Move on.
Well, I'll say the Brock Lesnar recently was on ESPN, and he said regarding Ronda Rousey that he thinks she's a super athlete in a very weak division. He takes his hat off to her, but she's got a lot of shit going on, etc. I'm not taking any talent away from her at all, but I think she's a super beast. A super freak in the women's division, basically.
Super freak? She's super freaky.
He's kind of saying, like, she has no competition, right?
Does she chap his ass, though?
I don't know. He didn't say that.
He read his book. A lot of shit chapped his ass, by the way.
Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That was written. I shouldn't
say. I have the Ronda Rousey book. I've not read it. Do you want it? I will not read it.
You want it?
I just can't stomach it enough to sit down and read that book for some reason. Bought it, never read it.
I mean,
looks
it.
A lot like the Lesnar book.
Yeah, I got through the Lesnar book pretty quick.
Yeah,
you know
that one. I was intrigued to read, and I think the Rousey one initially. I was like, I want to read it and see the
check
psycho.
It out.
No, I don't know what it is. There's such a taint. I don't know if it's the Goonie taint.
Oh, that was a bad one. That picture, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. It's very bad. There's a couple of.
I like the story, man. I think actually that might be a good one, like, to bring up to younger girls, like the whole.
Yeah.
You know, the struggles she went through, and she had a very tough mother. Like, Jesus, that woman.
Yeah, you want to talk about a psycho? I mean, Jesus Christ! You're like fucking armbarring your daughter, 24/7.
Oh yeah, all the time, and jump up and something about when she would get hurt or complain in practice, she'd make her run laps like with a broken toe and all kinds of shit, like run laps.
Yeah, I mean, that's great and all, and you've made a UFC champion. At what cost, though? This woman's still crazy. She holds a grudge. She won't even shake a hand. Yeah. That's how fucking mental she is.
Ultra competitive.
So, like, going back to the point about Brock Lesnar, what was the thing that you wanted to talk about, though?
Well, I just kind of feel like it's funny that he says that, because I think at the time that he was coming in, there wasn't really big competition for him either. Until he got hurt. And I would say the heavyweight division was a lot weaker than it is now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like similar path. So I don't know what his point was, but they asked him this question. It seemed like he was kind of saying, well, she's the best in a shitty division.
But that's not – it's true.
It is true.
I mean
– which to that point, let's talk about this, because they just announced that Holly Holm was going to face Rousey instead of Misha Tate. What do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's a better matchup than Tate. I don't think they should ever make Rousey versus Tate 3.
What
if Tate had won one of the fights, I could say, yes, you can make a 3. But if someone has beaten you twice convincingly,
yes.
Why do you make number 3?
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of curious that they did it. Maybe they do listen to the fans.
They do.
When we uproar and say, hey, that's fucked up. We don't want to see this fight.
Yeah.
And out of all the other people... When you look at Holm as a competitor, yes, she's tough. Can she beat her? Probably not, but at least she does something that a lot of these other women don't do, and she uses the kicks. And if you read that Jack Slack article about how do you beat Rousey, and he's advocating throwing that oblique kick to the knee,
She
was doing that all the time.
Yeah.
And if she's training with, you know, the John Jones and... She wants to keep the fight at a distance. She may make it to a decision, but you got to keep the distance. So,
that would be an accomplishment.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because then, you know, as you talk about this fight, Rousey versus Holm, where does that leave Tate now? Does that bring the potential cyborg come in for the 140 catchweight?
Yeah. Tate would do that shit.
Yeah, she said it.
I think Tate would give Cyborg a run for her money, too.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, to see, like, how good is Cyborg, how good is Tate. Could you imagine, like, if Tate was able to just control her? What does that mean?
Well, that sounds great on paper, but when you taste Cyborg's power, I think all that shit goes
off
out the
juice,
window.
Her power.
And she retains it, though.
Or if Cyborg destroys Misha Tate, then it would
like
it would set
everybody
up,
else.
Like,
yes.
It would be like the fight.
And
I
think
century.
That's a great setup, though.
Sure.
You bring her in, she crushes Tate, and then you've at least introduced her to UFC fans, and then you can build the super fight. And I think what's happening is they want to have UFC 200 be this. Maybe that's the one that where we get the Dallas card that we've been talking about, all these fucking title fights, like everything could go on that
one. You think they think
that
far ahead? You think there's like masterminds that are plotting the shit on a chart, and they're like, if we do this and this happens and this and then boom.
Yes, absolutely.
And then right here is the red circle, like 7 months later, this is the zone. This
excellent.
Is my evil plan.
Yes, Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think it's all, someone's thinking ahead. You gotta be thinking potential matchups, like what happens here. If this person wins or if this person loses, where's the next path? It's not. I don't think that it's all just dollars now. You got to think about what's happening.
Yeah.
And sometimes you make that big bet, like the Aldo Mendez, or not Aldo Mendez, but McGregor Mendez,
yeah.
And go, fuck, man. If he loses, this whole thing comes crashing. This party comes down.
But if he wins.
Right. So they made the perfect match of him. Paid off right. So
they did.
This is the home... Rousey, I mean, there's not much else for her to fight that makes sense, and at least this one, there's, in my opinion, more of a chance that she could at least make a decision out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, keep off the ground, that's the big thing. If it goes to the ground, she's fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
It'd be interesting. I'd like to see someone take it 5, just to see how Rousey does in that late, grind him out kind of a round.
Because when you look at Rousey, her striking is not on par. I'm sorry. It is just subpar right now. And she's so wild and reckless. Like, she's willing to take punches to give punches to get the clinch or, like, bang you out she did.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Throwing from the hip.
Like, oh,
bang.
My God.
Accuracy's there. I think she just, her technique needs work.
It's a little wild.
Yeah.
Cyborg will straighten that shit out. Watch.
We'll see.
Hopefully.
That'd be nice.
I always hope.
I got nothing else. You got any other news?
Let's see. Let's go a little Anthony Johnson.
Oh, no.
I love bringing up this side.
Of course you do.
Some people get pissed off, but whatever. Anthony Johnson, so I guess he was training the other day or something. Some woman doing yoga in the weight area. He didn't like it. Ripped her yoga mat away from her or something. Threw it out and then posted some angry rant on Facebook about this whole encounter. And then the UFC is investigating him.
Maybe he's got a little rage going on there.
Maybe he has a problem with women, too. But it's neither here nor there. Well, it is here and there. But so now the UFC is investigating him. And the question is, you know, if he didn't have an issue with this in the past, would this be an issue now?
Yeah, I think still? Everybody's hypersensitive to the whole, like, super. You know, macho women get pushed down and degraded, kind of, which is it's how it should be. I mean, I obviously, sometimes I think it gets blown out of proportion, and who knows? Like, we weren't there, but obviously his post didn't seem very, like, understanding of the other side. It was more like, go fuck yourself.
This is my area. Yeah. Get the
it's
fuck
like
out,
pissing
bitch.
Everywhere, you know, taking a shit in the corner. Yeah. It's like, this is my spot. I'm like, okay, I get that. Maybe you could share the weights with everybody else. Play nice. You know?
Yeah. It's probably a better way to handle it.
You think he's going to get suspended or something?
No. But what if it's the same scenario and it's a man? Does anything happen?
No, nothing.
The guy was doing yoga in the wrong spot.
And a woman,
like,
does it
fuck
too?
Fuck you. Move. Yeah. So it's really, it's just, it's a gender-based issue.
It is. It's a gender
issue. What if it's a transgender person? I guess it depends which way. What if it was Bruce
What if the
Bruce
hurricane
Jenner?
Was called Ditka? That's the question.
Yeah. And against the whole team full of Ditkas.
Exactly.
Who went?
Fuck.
Like, whoa. They catch 22. Yeah.
We need sausage. I got to fake a heart attack.
Yeah. It's sausage. Ditka. That's where you need Farley. But
I do.
Yeah, so if it's Bruce Jenner, that's now Caitlyn Jenner.
You're just, like, melting my brain right now. Like, wow.
He rips
I'm oozing.
Her yoga mat away. Is there a problem?
No. Yes, because she's a woman now.
So there is a it's yes. totally gender-based.
Plus she's transgendered, so, like, now it's a whole different issue. There's a whole different angry people mob that comes after you if that happens.
There is.
I don't know. The whole thing is just crazy. I don't. These guys, when are you people going to learn? You cannot put this shit on the internet.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. If you are, step one, if you have a Twitter account, just fucking delete it.
Delete it.
And I don't even know if you want to have someone manage your shit for you, but because then even then you run into loose cannons. Oh, yep. My shit got hacked.
Yep.
We haven't had one of those in a while.
Nate Diaz.
Rumble, you should have just said my shit got hacked.
I don't know who that is. No, but he does that behind closed doors. Nothing ever comes of it. It's a story he tells to his buddies in the gym or whatever. And that's the end of it. Now he put the shit out there, and now everybody's like, whoa, this doesn't sound very good. The news gets wind of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, next thing you know, he's labeled.
But he's already been labeled. And
abuser.
Like in that HBO Real Sports, didn't they bring him into that? And speaking of which, Cain Velasquez, none too happy because apparently they used some footage of him.
I didn't even remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I did not remember
that. But again, it goes back to UFC because they're the ones who had to provide HBO Real Sports. So here, use this, this, and that. So you're trying to taint some people. Maybe.
There's no such thing as bad press, sir.
It's all good, right?
Just ride the wave.
What else we got? We got Bigfoot Silva versus Mark Hunt 2 slated for UFC 193, November 14th, Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
I thought they were never going to do that one
You
again.
Want my prediction on this one?
Yeah.
Mark Hunt via KO, 1 minute and 10 seconds.
You think?
Yes.
Bigfoot Silva, not on a sauce.
Yeah. He's not taking all that punishment.
He's not the same fighter, unfortunately.
No.
The chin goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
Mark Hunt looking pretty svelte of late.
That's a way to put it.
265-ish. Get rid of the top end of the fucking spectrum.
Slam go crazy.
Why do these freaks need to cut weight? It bugs me. Just be 206 to whatever.
245 and up.
Fine.
You know?
Whatever.
They need to have a 245 division.
Something.
They
need
to keep the current
smaller.
Champs like that are in that gray area. And then after that, it's like whatever the fuck you want.
Freak show.
Come and do it.
Hung Man Choi. Yeah. Freak show.
Absolutely.
Jose Canseco.
If you can fight, you can fight.
ratted out to the gills or something.
Yes.
Last thing, South Carolina State Athletic Commission, the first state to approve 2v2 MMA.
Nice.
And there's something in there where they have the ability to approve an event for which no regulations exist.
Nice. So they just like.
It's beyond pride rules. Just fucking.
Whatever goes.
We want to fight to the death.
Okay.
Is this cool?
Sign
yes.
Here. Just on the dying triplicate.
I always wanted them to do that. I always thought prison fights. I'm probably talking about that 5 years ago.
Prison fights.
Yes. Because why? Here's my thoughts. I'll reiterate this one.
We had this conversation before?
5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I haven't brought this one up in a while, so I'll bring it up.
Right, I'm listening.
I'm thinking, you have all these guys on death row, right?
Yes.
They're going to die at some point, and maybe. But why don't you have prison versus prison?
As a TV show?
Yes, but have them actually fight to the death.
I think there was a movie like called The Running Man that was very similar to that.
I know, I'm okay with
this. Remember that?
Well, let them fight to the death. They go, who loves you and who do you love?
Exactly.
Is that guy still alright? Who's that, Richard Parsons? He must be way dead.
He's, I don't know. He was old in that movie.
He used to be on The Family Feud. Yeah, remember he used to kiss everybody?
I think he did.
He was probably passing the HIV around.
He could have been. Was he gay?
No.
Are you trying to say?
Yeah, maybe. The gays are the only one that
no,
have the HIV?
Oh, no.
Is that where
no,
you're trying to lead me down a path that I'm following you on?
No.
Do we have to put breadcrumbs out so we can follow our way home?
Follow
our way home? Where are we going?
No, back in those days, that's like the circles that everyone was like, oh.
The Freddie Mercury
I
circle?
I stop talking right now.
Where are we going? Queen is no more?
No.
What are you saying? I love Queen.
I'm saying, do you have any more news?
No.
Damn it.
No. I'm going to get sued. Good for you, South Carolina. Fight yes. on. Prison rolls. Shanks are
we'll
allowed.
See what happens. Hopefully nobody dies.
Yeah. I think Big John McCarthy had an issue with that. But, hey, don't ref there. Then. Move right along. Essenuts.
Bam.
Polygyra. Who is a better grappler? Hanato Rancha or Joe Hogan?
I don't know. I've never really seen either one grapple necessarily. I would say Joe on weed is like unstoppable.
Maybe. Probably.
I don't know.
Rodrigo Machado, what do you guys think of the list I found of the 10 most overrated fighters of all time?
Okay.
And do you agree or disagree? Number 10, Josh Koscheck.
I'm fine with that.
He is overrated, right?
Yes. I'm okay.
So far, Randy Couture, number 9.
Number 9?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not okay with that.
You don't think he was overrated?
No, come on. Look, he beat some of the best in I mean, look at his career.
Overrated. Wall installer.
Okay, fine.
Alistair Overeem.
Definitely overrated. Big time. Oh, he's
no,
like,
not at all.
Big time
you
overrated.
Took him off horse meat and steroids.
Yeah, man.
He was a fucking murderer before that. He killed Brock Lesnar.
He did. Well, he was injured already.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's like lamb to the slaughter.
Dan Hardy.
Overrated?
I don't know. I don't think he was ever rated, though.
I don't think anyone was like, he's the best ever. He was just a cool dude. We liked
he was on the, you know, him and Condit both threw their left hooks, and he just happened to eat the other one more solid and
yep.
got KO'd. And then he went on, like, a vision quest on ayahuasca and trying to make a comeback. Then you have that regular heartbeat.
Yes, the wolf heart.
Yes.
The wolf heart.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Good call. I don't remember that. Jake Shields.
Oh, I think he should be higher on the list.
More overrated?
Yes.
Nick Diaz.
No.
At number 5.
Hell no. That's crazy.
That is blasphemy.
That's crazy.
Here, this next one is even more blasphemy. Frank Mir.
Overrated?
Yeah.
No.
Number
no,
4.
No. That's crazy. He was a champ, and look at all the guys.
Dude, I know, and he's on a path where he could. The Arlovski fight's tough. Either one of them could.
Depends which Arlovski
champs.
Comes out. If,
right.
if Arlovski's tactical, he'll pick him apart. But if he wants to box with Mir, that's probably not a good idea. Like,
it depends. Like, I think Mir's cardio is going to be an issue. Because remember that Duffy fight? Like, whoa, Jesus. If that fucker didn't get knocked out.
That's over.
We're going to have problems.
Which is so crazy. He's got cardio only for like a minute.
It's fine.
Does it make sense?
I love it. It's all or nothing. Because that's how Overeem used to be. It used to be. The first round, I'm either going to knock you the fuck out or it's going to be a long night for me. It's like one or the other.
Nice.
Right? Tito Ortiz at number 3.
Overrated. No, I can't buy that.
Nah, just it's different times. Wow. When Ground and Pound used to work.
Yep.
Number two is Brock Lesnar.
Overrated? No. You know what? I still believe firmly that if he didn't get injured, he'd still be champ right now. I think he would have broke the record. Because he's a physical specimen and imposes his will. I think if he wasn't sick, because that just fucked everything up for him.
He's a different fighter. Yeah. Like, look at him in that Heath Herring fight, the Randy Couture fight. That is a different fighter than you saw against fucking Cain Velasquez. I mean, even he beat Shane Carwin, but...
Yeah. Well, didn't he retire Heath Herring? Like, he shattered his orbital.
Broke his orbital.
Or
that first solid punch that sent the guy tumbling.
Yeah.
And then Lesnar comes in and fucking try to spear him. And number one, they have Kimbo Slice.
Oh, yeah. For
you overrated? Okay, yeah, a little bit.
Hell yeah. There's a lot of hype.
But I want to mix this up a little and go, who do you think is overrated? Like, just in general, like, for UFC fighters? I got a couple in mind.
Overrated?
Yeah.
I got to go with Cain Velasquez. Near the top of my list. Yeah. I don't think he's as good as he is. I think he came in at the right time. And the division's really soft. And you could see a guy like Werdum. You could say cardio. I don't know. I'm going to have to see what he looks like in his next fight. Mm-hmm. If the cardio's still gone, then it's going to be a little suspicious.
Well, you know, you look at... There's a couple of suspicions, right? You could talk about PEDs. You also talk about the injuries and recovery. Right. Like, and you could add both of them could be cumulative. Like, fuck.
Yep.
I can't do this. And I can't train the way I used to either. So we'll never know.
Well, yeah, we won't know. His next fight will tell the tale. And, of course, John Jones.
Below sea level.
Way overrated. Fuck him.
Dollar cocaine. Yeah. Well,
what do you got?
I think Ronda Rousey's fucking overrated.
Perhaps.
Until you can fight...
You
want to
see that cyborg fight?
Yes, and that is the only fight that will, in my mind, tell me where she's at.
Okay, that's fair.
It's just where she's at. This that's unfortunately, fair. She's good, but the rest of the people she's fighting are not, and it's just there's such a discrepancy between where she's at and where everyone else is at, and I don't think she's the best, and I think if you fought Cyborg, I think Cyborg's here. And if you fight them to, and fuck it, 135, I can't fight unless it's 130. Fuck you. Go up. Fight her at whatever weight. Just prove you're the best. I no one wants to do it. UFC doesn't want to do it. Ronda doesn't want to do it. Cyborg wants to do it.
Well, I think, you know what Ronda should do? Hmm. They should do a 145 weight limit, but have like a rehydration limit. So like, you know.
You can only come in at.
150.
But she's going to come in at like 170, so.
Cyborg?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you either, you can weigh in at 145, but you can be max 155 or 160 the day of the fight, or there's no fight.
I don't know. That'd be dangerous for her.
Something like that.
If she's not fully rehydrated.
Good.
Getting knocked out. I don't know. I think she is overrated. I think Michael Bisping is fucking overrated.
Yes.
This guy, he's also he can't underrated. Even get close to a title shot, and, you know, he spits on people and throws illegal fucking thing.
He's just pissed off, piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
That guy.
Did you say something, shouldn't throw stones in glass houses or something?
People
this
in glass
fucking
houses
guy.
Should not
and then
stones.
Someone retired today. This just happened. Perez. He beats, who was it?
We Stamped just, out.
Yes. So he goes out on a win, retires, and then Bisping says something to the effect, good that he's leaving. He doesn't have the cojones. Leave fighting to the real men. Bullshit. You know, or something like that. I didn't do that in my Michael Bisping voice.
It's all good.
I did it in my retired Michael Bisping.
I heard it in the Michael Bisping
one
voice.
One eye.
That was good.
Wink, wink. Doesn't nice. Even wink anymore.
Nope.
Just has just a dead eye. I don't like that. That's why I think he's overrated, too. You can't have a fucking dead eye and be on TV.
Good point.
And that's what you get for making fun of people like Alan Belcher.
Yeah. You're still bitter.
Never forget it.
Yes.
Never forget.
He's very bitter.
That's right. And Rodrigo Machado will close it out with the last question. If you have to choose one UFC male fighter to be your dad, one to be your brother, and one to be your son, who would you guys choose?
Wow.
I'll go first on this
one. Go ahead.
Dad Bass Rutten.
Does it count retired people?
Anybody. It says UFC fighter, but he was a UFC fighter. Yeah, I want to pick someone older, someone seasoned.
Yeah.
Fuck. brother and son. I thought about this earlier. I had three choices, and they were great. Didn't write them down.
Mm. God damn it.
Oh, son, I want Chris Weidman. He's undefeated. He's clean cut. Get on Team Weidman.
Yeah.
Get on team. And then brother, I want someone who's a fucking murderer. Someone who's kind of a loose cannon.
Yeah.
I might want a little Nick Diaz as my brother.
I like that one.
You know he's going to stick up for you. If the shit goes down, he's going to throw a beer bottle. Motherfucker!
Fuck you. Yeah?
Thick and thin, I'm with you! You're my brother!
Boss Rutan is such a good one for father. I don't know that I can disagree with that one. I'd say as a brother, I'd want BJ Penn, though. He's the man. And as
he's a little man, though.
It's okay. He's dangerous as fuck. Like
he's a little.
Let me have you talk to my brother who's going to kick your ass. And I'll be like,
he's like little 155.
Like,
he's going to stand up straight at 145 and box you.
Son, that's a tough one. Because Weidman is a good choice.
You want a clean cut. And yeah. I don't want a GSP because he's too clean.
Oh, GSP, can you imagine having him as a son? The kid, like, fucking so neurotic and
he's crazy.
Like,
oh my God. Aliens, I lose the time. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Joe Rogan.
He might be cool as a brother just to, like, watch the science experiment. You know what I mean?
I want no part
of the chaos.
Yeah, just give him the fuck. Yeah. Smoke some weed. That might make him go over
probably
the top.
He is now. Doing it now. That's a good question.
I can tell you things, my friend.
That was a great question. No one's ever asked that before, I don't think. And that was a really good question. I like that one. If we had t-shirts, we'd give you one.
We got to get the new designs coming.
Yes.
We'll keep talking about it until one year date of us talking about that happens, then we'll finally deliver it. Sorry.
Do like Daisy Dukes and one of those like poop shirts. You know what I'm saying? We
should do that. It's just there's other things that are prioritized way above that.
Yes.
T-shirts are
way on the bottom.
Yes.
It's all good.
We're moving to some knowledge. You got any knowledge for said show?
No, I'm just playing a shit ton of Destiny, loving it. I know you have mixed feelings about it, but
always do. Always.
You like to be ultra competitive, and I'm more like enjoying the experience. So yeah. I'm not that mad when I'm
trying
to
laugh now.
You trying to laugh?
Because it's you have to understand. I think if you go into the PvP and just understand, it's unbalanced.
Yeah, I'm cool with
period.
That.
Period. Then it's just the problem when you can go from number one in one game to dead last in the last game.
I'm always last, so it doesn't matter. I like having experiences. I'm a big fan of like flying in, taking a shot at someone, and then I got good at that. I can jump up, triple jump, and as I land, I pop you a couple times, and then I do the knife thing and kill you.
Nice.
That's my move. I got that one down.
Like golden gun.
I fucking suck with that thing. In PvP, I can never hit anybody.
Oh, like, you gotta. Maybe it's the settings. Maybe I should send you where the settings are.
Is there
a
special setting you should have?
Yeah, like I improve the accuracy is one of the things.
Okay.
So even if you kind of miss the guy, it still hits him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. And then you could just come in. Like if you know that a team is taking a point and you just come in with the golden gun, sometimes I just run in and bam, 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 bam.
Kill everybody.
Go four. And I'm going to hit one at least.
Okay, that's a good plan.
Instead of trying to pace it out.
It's always a challenge knowing when to fire that thing off, though.
Yeah.
It's like
I never aim it. I just fucking shoot it.
Do you?
Yeah, because aiming it just is like too slow.
All over.
Just hip fire it.
Okay.
Death, death, death.
It's a good plan. I'm going to try these strategies this evening.
I think that's all we got for this week. Next week we're going to talk about UFC 191.
Ooh. Nice.
Demetrius Johnson, John Dodson 2. Andrei Arlovsky, Frank Mir.
I like that one.
There's something else on there. Probably not going to talk about the main event.
We'll
talk about the co-main event. The little guys.
Oh.
Little high weights.
Nice.
That's it. Shut down.
It's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffin. Thanks for playing.